Duke Energy is getting rid of in-person annual shareholder meetings. This year's meeting will be online only. Duke says it will reach more people. Its critics say it's just trying to avoid confrontation. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Corporate annual meetings often attract protests.
What do we want? Clean water!
That's from outside Duke's annual meeting uptown last May. Inside, Duke CEO Lynn Good addressed investors about the state of the company and answered questions, many from critics who bought shares for a chance to face her. But now, instead of shareholders, the CEO will speak in front of video cameras at an undisclosed location. Investors will get a password for a special website to watch online, says Duke spokeswoman Catherine Butler.
We have over 1 million shareholders across the world, and this is an opportunity with this new format for many, many more of our shareholders to participate in the annual meeting.
Duke has long allowed shareholders to listen in on the annual meeting via telephone. But if investors wanted, they could come to Charlotte and question the CEO face-to-face. In this year's webcast, Good will answer questions chosen from those submitted electronically, and she may get to more than in the past, says Butler. Duke promises written answers to other questions on its website later. A growing number of big companies have switched to virtual annual meetings, among them Sprint, HP, and Intel. Butler says it will save investors money and travel and let more participate.
We have talked with a number of shareholders and governance teams about this, and many of those folks are in favor of this change.
But not all. The Council of Individual Investors, which advocates for shareholders, says online-only meetings should be a supplement, not a substitute, to traditional meetings. Jim Warren of the environmental group NC Warn is a frequent critic of Duke and a regular at its annual meetings.
I think it's an abandonment of democratic process and Duke Energy's responsibility to the people of the state who give them the permission to operate.
Duke's 2017 annual meeting will be May 4th. Reporters also won't be there. We'll have to watch online just like everyone else. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.